Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
Testimony concerning Christ as God's Son is abundant throughout the Scriptures. To believe the Bible is to be confronted by the testimony of the Word concerning Jesus the Christ. Has the witnesses brought conviction to your heart?
Wipe the tears from your eyes, help you realize. Who can take your burdens and cares, ready now to share? Jesus, how awesome is His name. Jesus, He always is the same. Jesus, my Redeemer, for the lost He came. Who can wipe the tears from your eyes, help you realize? Who can take your burdens and cares, ready now to share? Jesus, how awesome is His name. Jesus, He always is the same. Jesus, my Redeemer, for the lost He came.
When we look at the witnesses of Christ in the Scriptures, we find many. The miracles that He worked while on earth give testimony of Him. Nicodemus, one of the Pharisees, came to Jesus and declared that the miraculous deeds were a sign that He had come from God. When Jesus was being questioned and His authority to proclaim the things of God was in doubt by many, well, Jesus asked them to take a look at His miracles. Let them testify of Me. And they did. They still do. The power of Jesus gives further as evidence and witness to His claim to be the Savior. He could walk on the water. He could calm a stormy sea by speaking to the winds. He could see even when He was not present. He could read the very thoughts of those who were around Him. He not only knew what people were thinking, but He knew the motives behind every word and thought. Another witness to Jesus being the Christ was the fulfillment of the Scriptures itself. Our Lord and Savior fulfilled all the prophetic utterances about the Messiah. He put flesh and blood to the words of prophecy spoken of Him long before He was born. So the voices of Moses, Isaiah, Daniel, Jeremiah, and even King David become a witness to Jesus, the Christ of God. Another witness is the voice from heaven. Two times the Scripture tells of the voice coming out from heaven, speaking with the voice of that identifies Jesus. The first of those two scenes is found in Matthew chapter 3. Jesus has just been baptized by John in the Jordan River to fulfill all righteousness before God. When Jesus came up out of the water, the Spirit of God in the form of a dove came upon Jesus. And then John, the baptizer, heard the voice out of heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the second of the scenes is found in Luke 9, when Peter, James, and John were on the mountain with Jesus. And while Jesus was transfigured before them, Elijah and Moses appeared and conversed with Jesus. And at Peter's suggestion that they build three tents in honor of all three, a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from within the cloud said, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to Him." Here we have the witness out of heaven, the voice of God identifying His Son, Jesus. All these witnesses are valid. They give testimony that Jesus is who He claims. What do you believe about Jesus? Do you believe in these witnesses? How moved are you in faith by these testimonies? Since Jesus could and did heal miraculously, read the very thoughts and motives of men. Speak to the winds and waves, and they obey Him. Walk upon the surface of the water. Fulfill Scriptures of God's prophets. And the voice that has been spoken from heaven, giving true identity to Jesus as God's Son. How do you feel about Him? Let's say you believe in the testimony of these witnesses to Christ. How then have you responded? Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Then how do we treat Him? How do we respond to the principles that He taught? Jesus came preaching and teaching. He prepared apostles to send out the word into the world with His good news. He instructed that all things that He taught them be taught throughout every generation. It is not adequate, appropriate to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and then not listen or respond to His teachings. Jesus asked this question, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say?" Sometimes faith in Christ is found, but response by doing His will is not done because of the influence of Satan to undermine the Lord's place in our lives. When James wrote about Christian living in his little short letter, he wrote about faith and works, and he spoke plainly that a faith that does not respond appropriately is just simply dead. I would hope today that your faith in Christ Jesus is a faith that has led you to hear His word and apply His principles to your life. Many of them are so common, so traditional, but often left out of life. Consider these that Jesus teaches. Do not lie, do not covet, do not steal. Do not live in sexual immorality. Do not judge others. Be forgiving, kind, and merciful. Help those who are in need. Share from your abundance. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Be kind even to the ungrateful. All these and many more are very basic commands that Jesus has taught. The reason why we would obey these commands is our faith in Jesus to be the Son of God. We believe Him to be our Savior, our only hope of living with God eternally. And we believe He is the judge of our lives. We will all stand before Him and give an account of our deeds done in the body. What will we say? What kind of response will reveal the truth about our faith and your faith in Christ? Do 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 do
can wipe the tears from your eyes, help you realize. Who can take your burdens and cares, ready now to share? Jesus, how awesome is his name, Jesus. He always is the same. Jesus, my Redeemer, for the lost he came. Who can wipe the tears from your eyes, help you realize? Who can take your burdens and cares, ready now to share? Jesus, how awesome is his name, Jesus. He always is the same. Jesus, my Redeemer, for the lost he came.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.